From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The leading suspect in the Paris terrorist attacks appears in court. Salah Abdeslam entered a courthouse in the French capital just hours after his extradition from Belgium. The 26-year-old Frenchman who lived in Brussels had been on the run since the November 13th Paris attacks. He was caught just days before the March 22nd Brussels attack. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for both. Iraqi forces renewed their offensive toward the Islamic State stronghold of Mosul on Wednesday. They are pushing their way into villages on the southeastern outskirts of the city under cover of heavy airstrikes. By midday, troops had moved into the village of Mahana. The offensive had stalled for several weeks after Iraqi forces met stiff resistance from Islamic State fighters. The United States is urging Ukraine to start jailing corrupt officials after months of political turmoil.
It's time to start locking up people who have ripped off the Ukrainian population for too long, and it's time to irradiate the cancer of corruption.
U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for European Affairs Victoria Nuland said in Kiev Wednesday that she is encouraged by the government's commitment to reform. A former U.S. ambassador to NATO says the alliance should actively counter Russian claims that NATO's expansion threatens Russia. Former U.S. ambassador to NATO, Kurt Volker, says the Kremlin is continually pressing this narrative against the West, claiming that NATO broke its promises to Russia. Volker says if NATO lets this narrative stand without a forceful Western rebuttal, it will give the impression that Russia's narrative has merit. Russia's new national security strategy identifies NATO expansion as the number one threat to Russia. This is VOA News.